pulling me away. I tighten my grip on Ihira's neck feathers while I gaze back over my shoulder, grinning like a fool. Yekaterina's eyes are hot with excitement, and there's a flush in her cheeks. There's heat between my thighs, too. This whole day is hot. Hot from the pitched battle with long-jawed and lethal hyenodons. Hot from my blood demanding victory. Hot from the sun on fire, low in one half of our sky, and the mighty rings ablaze with light, filling the other half. As I turn my face forward, sweat is trickling down between my breasts and from my cropped hair into my eyes, but I blink it back. That white rock? I'm going to get there first. I snap my wind goggles down over my eyes, the tint in the lenses changing the world to gold. I lean low over my raptor, desiring no resistance against the wind. I chirp and I sing my commands to her, and Ihira's body is powerful and swift, and the tall grass lashes at my leggings. That grin has not left my face, and the warmth of my wife's mouth has not left my lips. And right now, this wild, crazy world is so right. We are both night watchers, and so are the 24 women on raptor back we've left kilometers behind us. Seers on their coatls patrol the prairie from the sky. We patrol from the grass. If hyenodons or wild medveds threaten the herds or the domiks, the lodges of our people, or if a raiding or slaving party comes at us from the mountains, we stop it dead and leave them bleeding on the prairie. This year, we have to handle incursions from the stars, too. The sky over our planet, Peace, only looks peaceful. Hooked to my saddle braids are a copia, a fighting rod for visiting lightning and flame upon any threat, the same copia my mother wielded, the one she pressed into my hands when she taught me, and two knives, coils of rope, and awl and strips of leather, a canteen, and a raptor bowl and a cook pot, the last two wrapped in thin hide to keep them quiet. There's a bedroll and a collapsible shovel behind me, a heavy pouch of rocket flares, a light pouch with a brush and war paints, and a tinderbox. At my belt is a shorter coil of rope and a ring clasping 60 pages of thin metal, my mother's Book of the Founder. Mine now, I guess. There's a spyglass in my jacket pocket. My clothes are supple lamiasaur skin, soft on my body but durable. Knee-high boots keep my feet and calves safe from the woolly Aganda, though mostly I stay on Ihira's back. Walking is for farmers. Yekaterina is attired much as I am, but also carries a small drum slung behind her shoulders. My hair is dark and short. Hers is founder's gold, long and braided. And she is beautiful. No one would have trouble telling us apart, nor our raptors. Her Daphne is slight and quick, with the most vivid feathers I've ever seen. My Ihira is almost midnight dark, and that stray coatl we caught a year back raked a deep scar through the right side of her face, just missing the eye. Katya and I have plenty of scars, too. Only ours are on the inside. The wind in my face is so fast. I believe I could ride with my wife all the way back, 250 kilometers, to the banya in our settlement, pull off her jacket, toss her into the hot water, and follow her in. The thought of it makes me wild, and I laugh. Ihira cuts through the grass more swiftly yet. It is those trees we must reach, and not a banya. I lean forward even more, offering little resistance to the air. Without parting my lips, I hung the raptor song that each of us sings the first night we mount the saddle, and again on the second night of testing, when we ride without saddle. We ride, not with reins, but with will, not with whip, but with heart. Your raptor is not your slave. Your raptor is not your steed. She is your breath and sinew. She is your war cry and battle screech. You are her will and her compassion. Her claws, your cunning. Her violence, your vigilance. Her swiftness, your daring.